Our new report lists those 10 areas for progress and gives some progress of where we are, and but also lists areas that we consider essential for moving ahead.
The bottom line of the report, though, is the nation prepared, not prepared? What sort of letter grade would you provide?
It's not as simple as to talk about a letter grade for our nation. As you've noted in reading the report, we say that 2010 should have probably been the year of cybersecurity. We hoped that we would have been more secure, but consider what has happened. A number of events have occurred here just recently. We saw a loss of data from Google and other Fortune 500 companies. The Department of Defense describes how its classified networks have been compromised in the news. The Stuxnet worm has cut through industrial control systems overseas in various nations of the world. And there's also been denial of service attacks over WikiLeaks. So I think where 2010 should have been our year of cybersecurity, I think you can understand the fact that we still have serious problems. And we as a nation must do more to reduce the risk that we have, and we must do it soon.
Now, one of the key findings for areas of progress, number one, actually, it says the United States still lacks an integrated national cybersecurity strategy. And so doing, you a little bit ding the National Cyberspace Policy Review that the administration came out with, I guess, about a year and a half ago. So how can the administration act now, in the opinion of the authors of this report, to integrate that approach so that it more matches something that you feel we need as a nation?
Well, while the administration has issued the Cyberspace Policy Review, it provided a great framework for a comprehensive approach. But we still, as a nation, lack the integrated national cybersecurity strategy. And that's where we think that tremendous effort is still needed.
Well, there seem to be four locuses of activity here. You have the White House, and then you have the Homeland Security Department has a big piece of cybersecurity. Then you have the Commerce Department, and then there's Defense and the National Security Agency and that whole complex. Is it better, maybe, to have it distributed that way to make sure that there's more eyes watching?
We need an integrated strategy, but I think it's distributed workforce and responsibilities and authorities. And I think that's what we're seeing come out. It never has been a one-agency responsibility. All of those activities and even more have key roles in this. So the fact that we have a cyber security coordinator to coordinate these actions is absolutely essential. But I think an overarching integrated strategy is what really puts all of this in perspective and identifies the authorities, the responsibilities, and in fact, the accountability for certain key areas.
So what then happens to you? What's the next step for the commission? You're not disbanding yet. There's still more work to be done.
Actually, Jim Lewis, who's done magnificent work in being our executive director over the last 3 years, has thanked everyone on the commission for what we've done. We've actually put three reports out, our initial report 2 years ago, which actually was given credit for jump-starting the 60-day cybersecurity national assessment that was led by Melissa Hathaway. Led to the Cyberspace Policy Review, but then our commission put out a second report on the critical nature of workforce just this past summer, and then now we are concluding our commission work with this Cybersecurity 2 years Later report. And so we really are standing down officially our commission with the publication of this report.
So you hope it hits with a good thud then, in other words.
We're hoping for that. And of course, the members of the commission are actively involved. in their day-to-day jobs, whether that's in government or industry. And the fact that we have had these discussions, and I can tell you that over the past 3 years, our discussions have been very in-depth, and people on our commission came from different perspectives on this, and so we have had a very healthy debate. Our commission did not consist of just people that were on one side of the thought process, but in fact, we had a full spectrum of views that were presented, and so that's why we're very proud of the report that we all agreed to and have published here just recently again.
We're speaking with former Air Force Lieutenant General Harry Radaghi. He's with Deloitte's cybersecurity practice, and he's a member of the Commission on Cybersecurity for the 44th Presidency. And what about the international aspect? Is this something that the United States should really go it alone on?
We really need to be working in the international arena. Our foreign policy really needs to be stepped up. In our 2008 report, we recommended that the United States develop this strategy to engage other nations, including our opponents, on cybersecurity. And this international effort should use all tools of U.S. power, and those are defined as, you know, diplomatic, military, and economic. So this international engagement has become even more important in the last 2 years as nations are really seeking to extend their sovereign control into cyberspace. So the United States now faces challenges from those who wish to end American hegemony over the internet. So we were very encouraged with Secretary of State Clinton's January speech just a year ago concerning the internet, and we think that was a vital first step. But the United States does not have a strategy for engaging others at this time when powerful nations are really moving to reshape the internet to better serve their interests. The other area that I would want to mention is the fact that we really do need to put emphasis on a cybersecurity workforce. And we are moving forward in that as a nation, I think, and as individual organizations now are standing up training and education programs. We're trying to make the American public aware of the dangers on the internet. That's a specific area of interest. But also I'm very encouraged with the work that universities and colleges are doing, and even in our high schools, a program that the Air Force Association has started with Cyber Patriot, with competition at the high school level. There's also competition at the collegiate level now that is starting, so that we can put more emphasis on training a workforce in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics being at the hub of this and moving forward. I think, again, our nation is moving forward, but we can't move fast enough.